welcome to the Language of God Ministries. I'm your host, Stephan Dela Cruz, and I am the friend of God. Today, we're going to dig deeper into the gift that holds the power to change destinies, the gift of prophecy, which is the sixth gift of the Holy Spirit as mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. Are you ready to learn God's language effectively? Discern when to speak His warnings and when to offer encouraging words? This gift signifies your call to action. It transcends simple inspiration. It serves as a divine directive to change destinies. Together, we will explore how to harness this gift, recognize its timing, and acknowledge the significance of responding to its call. Additionally, I'll explain how you can get your copy of my book at the end of this podcast. Don't remain quiet. Embrace the language of God today. What is the gift of prophecy? To clarify, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10 says it this way, "And to another, the ability to prophesy." This should not be mistaken for fortune-telling. Rather, it is the Holy Spirit imparting God's destiny through you to His creation. Consider 1 Samuel chapter 2, where a prophet informs Eli that his family's greed will lead to the demise of their priesthood. God's message is piercing, uncovering future events. Prophecy is one of the three gifts of utterance. There is tongues, prophecy, and the interpretation of tongues that connects God's language to human understanding. The process begins with the gift of faith, followed by the word of wisdom, which navigates the unseen spiritual and natural realms and imparts a plan. Then comes the word of knowledge, which equips you with the necessary information and spiritual tools to carry out the work. Finally, the gift of prophecy activates as you receive impartation from the Holy Spirit to deliver God's words from His presence, bringing edification, encouragement, and comfort, as stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3. This gift is not exclusive to experienced prophets. It is available to you, to everyone, illuminating futures, guiding nations, and even shaping creation itself. Why is this important? It offers you the chance to speak life into creation. Let's explore why we should welcome this gift into our lives. Why the gift of prophecy matters. Here's the urgency. Prophecy is essential. It's God's way of communicating with those willing to listen. If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Kings chapter 7. Elijah delivers a prophecy to a starving population, declaring that by tomorrow there will be an abundance of food. A doubter among the leadership ridicules the prophet's statement, saying, "That's impossible, you fool." Elijah responds to him, "You will witness it, but you won't partake of any of the food." The following day, God defeats the people's enemy. Witnessing this, the citizens rush out of the city into the battlefield, and they loot and they plunder the tents of the vanquished army. Food floods into the city, far exceeding their needs. The skeptics and the naysayers are left behind. I want to encourage you to read 2 Kings chapter 7 and see for yourself how the promises of God are fulfilled through prophecy. Now in Joel chapter 2 verse 28, God promises to His people that both your sons and daughters will prophesy. This gift is powerful, as noted in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 24. Even non-believers will be moved to exclaim, to proclaim, God is here in this place. The gift of prophecy offers warnings. It can comfort the lost, and it can encourage the faith of those who are under adversity. In today's chaotic world, filled with doubt and fear and division, prophecy provides clarity, hope, and a sense of purpose. It can communicate with people of all nations. It can even communicate with creation itself. Wouldn't you love to harness that power for you to be able to stand up and speak destiny into the lives of the people around you, even into creation around you? You're not here just to wander through life, but you're here to live out your purpose. Let's explore how we can do this together. How to use the gift of prophecy. How do you step into this gift in your everyday life? Now, remember from the other teachings that I have shared with you on my podcast, and also you can find this in my book, The Art of Spiritual Warfare for the Last Days. You can go to Amazon and pick up a copy today. Faith will always activate first, because that spiritual faith has the power and the authority to activate all the other gifts. So as the Holy Spirit begins to ignite your spirit, the gift of faith is the first one to activate. Then the gift of wisdom, the word of wisdom, activates. Then the word of knowledge activates. And then whatever gift is necessary for the work that God has placed in your life at that moment. And in this podcast, that would be the gift of prophecy. And that prophecy begins to pour out from you. A word will come forth. It can come through an image, a thought, an emotion. And those feelings and senses, as they become alive, will be translated into words, into human language, and sometimes they won't even be in your language. And what I mean by language is your culture. It may be in the culture of the people that you're bringing that word to, or that person you're bringing that prophecy to. Now, I've experienced this in my life. While praying for a man suffering from cancer at the altar of the church I attended, the Holy Spirit begins to speak into my thoughts. I'm bringing this individual home. There will be no healing for him because it is his time. And the Holy Spirit directed me to his parents, which I did not know that these two people that were standing on the other side of the altar, away from all these people praying for this man, were his parents. But as the gifts of the Holy Spirit were activated in me, the knowledge, the wisdom was all there. I was directed to these two people. I didn't even ask them if they were the parents of this young man. All I said to them is, the Holy Spirit has asked me to pray for you. And as I obeyed the Holy Spirit, I glimpsed into their future. And these words began to flow from me. Now, they weren't in my language. They weren't even in my culture. And some of it I did not understand. And I honestly, so that you'll know when this happens to you, part of me was like, is this really God? Because I don't understand what these words mean. But I want you to understand that as the gift of prophecy is working, it's not in your language. It's not in your culture. You are speaking God's destiny, his language, into the lives of those people or that culture of people, and you have to understand that it's not your language. So speak it as it's been given to you. Don't add to it and don't change anything, because I can tell you right now, people will ask you, do you have any more for me? And you need to be honest with those people and say, no, that is the word of God and that's all there is, period. Don't be tempted to add more to it. Don't be tempted to see what else God has to say. When God has given that word for you to prophesy, that's it, you're done. So as I was praying and giving this word of prophecy to these people in their language and in their culture, as they listen to the words of prophecy, they began to weep, and they began to thank God for the guidance that was being given to them. Now, remember, you don't need to be standing at a pulpit. You don't need to be at an altar or in a church. You don't need to be a pastor or a minister. You don't even need to be having your best day. This could be the worst day that you are having. You don't have time for this, but the Holy Spirit will activate the gift in you and say, hey, I need you to speak to this person. Hey, I need you to do this. All you need to do is be ready to respond. And one last thing I'd like to share here before I move on. You don't need to start your prophecy by saying, thus says the Lord. That is in the Old Testament, and that's the way the generations before us did it. In fact, the prophets, some of the prophets today, they like to do that because it seems the right thing to do when they prophesy. Thus says the Lord, before giving the prophecy. I want you to know that you can go directly to God, directly to the Holy Spirit, and receive that gift in you and begin to speak into the lives of people just as God gives it to you. Now, if God puts in your heart to say, thus says the Lord, then go ahead and do it. But if not, as I said earlier, don't add anything to it. Don't take away anything from it. Now, those parents were blessed. And for me, it was strange because it was in a language and a culture I didn't understand. But as the words came forth, those people were blessed. Now, I want to share another experience with you. Did you know prophecy can come through dreams? I dreamt of a war breaking out in Israel with jets and bombs battling over one of the cities of that country. The detail was so incredible that I began to document the battle exactly as it was happening. And I shared it with a missionary couple at my church who were traveling there the following month. Now, the couple wasn't sure how to take my words and what I had written down, but they were faithful to the Lord and they took it with them. Now, months later, after they returned from Israel, they told me that everything I had written down, word for word, had come to pass and how it had saved their lives because they knew where not to be when that war broke out while they were there. They described the jets exactly as they saw them and how it fit the documentation that I had. So for them, that word of prophecy came through a dream. It was written down and given to them of that this is what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and when it's going to happen. And because they were faithful and they listened, they were able to be rescued in a hostile environment. Now, I want to share another example. While at work, a colleague of mine who had strayed from the faith came over to my office and was asking me for guidance. As I listened to him share his life and the struggles that he was having, the gift of prophecy was activated in my spirit. It began to reveal to me that this individual, his time on this earth was nearly done. And that God would be calling him home very soon. But here's the problem with that whole thing. It was also shown to me that he was not living a life before God. He was actually far from God, distant from God, and wanted nothing to do with God. And I had not realized while the man was speaking to me what I was doing. I was so intent at staring into his eyes because of what I was seeing. I was literally seeing his future and where he was going. And I can tell you right now, it was horrific. It was just terrible. And I have all this in detail in my book. So if you're curious and want to dig deeper into how this gift operates, please pick up a copy of my book. Now, I cautioned him and I said to him, if you don't change your ways, this is what lies ahead of you. And I said to him, hell is reaching out to take you. And I could see in his thoughts that he wanted nothing to do with God and he didn't really care if he was going to hell. And as I continued to share with him what I was seeing, he just continued to refuse what was happening. That broke my heart, I gotta tell you, because the gift of prophecy and all these gifts, sure, they're gonna excite you, they're gonna ignite you, you're gonna do some great things, but at the same time, you're gonna see some horrific things, some things that will break your heart. But if you wanna walk with God, then this is the path that you'll have to take. And I wanna encourage you with something. Scripture says that in Genesis, that God would come down in the cool of the day and walk with Adam and Eve. Now, I really like that simple phrase, that God would come and walk with them. And I want you to start to change your relationship with God and ask the Holy Spirit how to get to that relationship where God comes down and walks with you. Because that's a very different relationship than you walking with God. When God can come down and walk with you, what does that say about you? So I want to encourage you to get to that place that God will say, I'm going down and I'm going to walk with him. I'm going to go down there and walk with her. What a powerful, what an intimate relationship that would be. How can we unlock the gift of prophecy? First, make yourself available to be used by the Holy Spirit. Second, trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, whether it manifestates as words, visions, or dreams. Third, share what you've received exactly as it was given to you. Do not alter it or embellish it. This represents God's voice speaking through you, so don't hold back or change it in any way to soothe your sensibilities. When to use the gift of prophecy? When can you activate this gift? Well, as I've said with all the other gifts, anytime, anywhere, and at any moment. Even during a conversation at work, just like I shared with you. When speaking with friends or even a stranger. It's not just for church services or Sunday school. It can come through dreams, visions. It can even come through a sensation, a feeling, an emotion. Remember that dream that I had about Israel? For me, it was just a random night when I had this dream. Prophecy isn't just for the pulpit, but can be activated at work, at a sport that you're with your children or friends, or even when you're on vacation. In 2 Kings chapter 13, Elijah, while dying, lying in his bed, prophesizes victory from his bed. If you get a chance, go over to 2 Kings chapter 13 and look at what this prophet is doing. He's dying. He's lying in his bed. He can't get out of there. Yet the Spirit of God uses him with this gift in that very difficult moment. And this is what I've shared with you in the other podcast about how it doesn't matter if you're at your best. You could be at your worst, and yet here is the Spirit of God igniting the gifts inside you to do his will. So be ready, because the Holy Spirit is in you 24/7, and when the Holy Spirit needs you to go, you're going to go. Because think about this, all of us, including myself, as I'm doing this podcast, I still have a full-time job. I work 10 and a half hours a day. I drive to work just one way. I drive to work an hour and a half to get to work. And during the winter season, it increases because I have to go through snow and ice, and it's really bad. So, like you, I'm a working person that I have to deal with the sinfulness that's out there, the fighting and the backbiting. So God will use you in the most difficult moments and difficult times. So all I can say to you, my brother, my sister, is rejoice. Because sometimes, you know, all you can do is throw your hands up and just laugh, because if you didn't laugh, you'd probably cry. And sometimes you do need to cry, but you know what? I say laugh. And we all get up and go to work whether we feel like it or not, whether the weather is bad or not, whether you have enough gas in your vehicle, or I should say fuel in your vehicle or not. We get up, we do what needs to be done, and we keep going. Well, I want you to think about this. When the Holy Spirit calls you, whether you are at your worst, whether you've given in to that familiar sin or not, your job is to get up, ask the Holy Spirit for forgiveness, and go and do what needs to be done. You may not feel holy, you may not look holy, but that's beside the point. You're here to get the job done. And hopefully the next time, you'll be ready, as Paul tells Timothy, be ready in season and out of season. Now at work, as I just shared with you, we are among atheists and skeptics, yet the gift of prophecy will flow in you, and it will be unnoticed by them. It will guide conversations that you're having with them. It will be wherever you're at. As I shared before, you could be at a sports event and you're there with your friends, or you're there with work. You know, for some of you, you know how work is, that they have these events team building, and you'll end up somewhere either at a sports event or maybe at a concert for some of you. It's very different for every manufacturer or company as they do their team building. But there you are at this place with all these different people, and yet the gifts of the Holy Spirit are activated in you. So be aware, be ready, because you could be on a plane traveling from one place to another, and the Holy Spirit speaks to you to share with the stranger sitting next to you, to give them insight of what's coming or what's going to happen. You may have a vision or hear a phrase in your thoughts, and that's your cue that the Holy Spirit is ready to use you. The question is, are you willing to take that step, not a leap, a step of faith into that world where creation itself is created? John chapter 14, verse 17 says this, "The Spirit is in you." Build your faith by spending time talking with God, walking with God, reading and listening to Scripture, and spend time worshiping. Find those worship songs that ignite you. And it's not just about, you know, songs that you can meditate on. I mean, grab some fun songs that just move you and get you revved up and going, because those are worship songs too. And don't wait for church. Don't wait for a pulpit, an altar where you can minister. You can minister right where you're at, because God is speaking now in you. Human prophecy versus the gift of prophecy. Now, don't confuse this gift of prophecy with human prophecy. And what do I mean by that? Science predicts weather and stock markets through intelligent forecasting, ultimately grounded in the natural world. And their abilities that they have for forecasting, for prophecy, cannot affect the spiritual realm in any way. Psychics and practitioners of witchcraft depend on the demonic world, the spirits that exist just in the other realm beyond this natural realm. And those spirits falsely claim to predict the future, while what they're actually doing is they're using outdated information, which misleads those who are unaware of their tactics. The gift of prophecy, on the other hand, is the very language, the very heart, the breath of God to us. It is the authentic, clear language that flows from God into our spirit. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33 says it this way. He, God, the Creator, writes His words within our hearts. Now, as you go out in life, remember this, that human speculation Human predictions fade away. They've predicted for decades how the world is going to end. First an ice age, then the sun's going to radiate everything on the planet, and so on and so on. All kinds of predictions, even today as this podcast is going out, there are different predictions of how, basically prophecy, human prophecy, of how the world is about to come to an end. But I want you to remember this. The difference between their predicting, their prophecy, and the gift of prophecy is that God's words, God's breath creates. God brings forth life from nothing, as stated in Romans chapter 4, 17. And remember, as I shared earlier about having a relationship with God where God walks with you, how different that relationship is than the relationship that you walk with God. I talk about this in another teaching I have called No Longer a Servant. And I talk about God's language and how God, when God speaks to us, he speaks to us in our language and in our culture. And I want to encourage you to begin to approach God as a friend of God. Approach God as his son, as his daughter. And for those of you out there that are called to this, approach God as his bride. Now, this isn't just any old relationship that I'm talking about. For many of you out there, this is your destiny, that you will become the friend of God. You will become the son of God. You will become the daughter of God. You will become the bride of Christ. So embrace your destiny, because you are no longer a servant. And how can I say that? Because Jesus Christ said it first. He changed your relationship as a servant. In John chapter 15, verse 15, you can go there and read the whole thing. And you can see how Jesus Christ himself said, I no longer call you a servant. Now, everywhere in Scripture, when God changes your name, God changes your status, God changes your relationship with him, it's not a question. It's not up for debate. God has said, I no longer call you a servant. So if you want to struggle with God on that, that's going to be between you and the Holy Spirit. But Jesus Christ came and died on a cross for us to make peace between God and us, because we were the enemies of God at one time. And Jesus Christ changed our relationship from being a servant into being the friend of God, to being the son of God, to being a daughter of God, to being the bride of Christ. So once again, I say to you, embrace your destiny, because it has been given to you by the Holy Spirit himself. For those of you who would like prayer to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit or to know Jesus in a more deep relationship, please join me in this prayer and repeat after me. Jesus, forgive me for my sins and my shortcomings. For those moments I've doubted, hesitated, or turned away, I embrace your grace and your sacrifice for my sins. I am grateful for the kindness that greets me every new day. Holy Spirit, ignite the gifts you've instilled in my heart. Give me dreams as I sleep. Restore joy to my life where sorrow has lingered too long. Grant me the boldness to fully embrace your calling. I claim the destiny you've laid out for me from the foundations of the world. I trust you. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. I release my fears to you and take the next step in faith, confidence that you walk with me and that your Holy Spirit resides in me. In the name of Jesus, I pray and ask all these things. Amen. Amen and amen. gift of prophecy. Discover how to activate it, when to share it, and why it's your destiny. Looking for more? Check out The Art of Spiritual Warfare for the Last Days. Chapter 8 explores this gift, illustrating how it guides us by revealing your future and the future of others. It serves as your roadmap to understanding God's language and God's culture. You can obtain your copy from my website or from Amazon. Thanks for joining me today. If this message has blessed you, share it with a friend. I encourage you to truly live and enjoy life. Break free from the things that have been holding you back and step into the fullness of what God has for you. Shake off the chains that have kept you bound. Rise up, dust yourself off, and get back into the race and live again. Stir up the passions and talents and laugh. I want you to know that you are seen, you are loved, and you are chosen for this moment. Rise up and take hold of your destiny. If you thirst for life, come and drink from the river of life that flows from the throne of God. His waters never run dry, and His presence brings renewal, healing, and strength. I say, come and drink. Be refreshed, be restored, and walk boldly in the freedom that Christ has given you. This is your time. This is your moment. Live.